And now the latest local news on WIBD. A 24-year-old West Bend man who entered into a plea agreement on charges of possession of child pornography as a repeat offender in Washington County Court will find out this afternoon if he can get out of that deal. Sean R. Wolf was scheduled to be sentenced in August on two counts of possession of child pornography, but his attorney said Wolf wanted to withdraw his guilty plea. According to the criminal complaint, images of young girls were found on a mobile device in Wolf's possession in June of last year. Under the agreement, Wolf pled guilty to two of seven felony charges. Bond was set in Dodge County Court at $5,000 cash each for two Milwaukee men accused of trying to defraud a Mayville bank. 27-year-old Timothy Clayton and 22-year-old Timothy McGee Jr. have both been charged with one felony forgery count. The two allegedly tried to pass counterfeit checks of $2,500 each at the National Exchange Bank. Mayville police officers took them into custody during a traffic stop. Both have preliminary hearings set for December 8th. A 24-year-old man was cited for failure to yield right-of-way to a pedestrian after his vehicle struck a 15-year-old girl crossing West Washington Street in the crosswalk at 18th Avenue Wednesday evening. The man was making a right from 18th when he struck the girl, who was taken to the hospital for treatment of back and hip injuries. West Bend police are looking for a black full-size 2014 Dodge pickup that struck a counterweight on a truck installing Christmas lights in downtown West Bend early Thursday morning. Police say the pickup struck a boom lift truck in the 100 block of South Main at just after 1 o'clock Thursday morning, then fled the area. The truck would have damage to the passenger side mirror housing. No one was injured.